I've been looking forward to it. I'm sorry that tonight is the only night that I can be here. I'll miss the rest of the time. I would be interested to hear the other missionaries, but it's a busy time of year, and we have I have meetings on Friday night and Saturday night, and then Sunday, and so. But I am thankful to be here this evening, and I'm thankful for you folks. Some things never change, and I'm one of those folks, Jeff. I don't like changes. I'm one of those traditionalists, you know. And whenever someone gets up there and they can't find that clicker, I always chuckle. I always chuckle. Whenever anything goes wrong a little bit, I always chuckle just a bit and say, well, they should just be preaching, you know. They should just be preaching. They'd be all right. But at any rate, we have all of those gadgets and things in Child Evangelism Fellowship. Don't misunderstand me. We do. I just don't know how to run any of them. Nor will I learn in the near future. No. But some things never change. You can't be a missionary unless there are people that pray. And I want to thank you for praying as a church for us. You can't be on the mission field unless there are people that go, and your church has gone. I'm thankful. Brett mentioned his Thanksgiving for Camp Good News. I'm thankful for Brett and his family, his wife. Jennifer's been a Bible teacher for us. She's been all kinds of things, and they bring seven. Now they'll have seven children to bring with them, so they increase the population of Camp Good News real well when they come. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Cheyenne. And Cheyenne, if it's any help to you, I'd just as soon you were there all summer. I would. Cheyenne did a great job as a staff member. That's one of the joys of being in children's ministry. You get to see kids grow up. You just get to see them grow up. And in Child Evangelism Fellowship, I've had that joy. I've been the state director now for 21 years. And so about three-quarters of our staff in the state of Maine have come up through our program as campers and Good News Clubbers and CYIAers and gone off to Bible college, and now they're serving with us. And so there's great reward in working with kids and then having them come to that age where they can serve. And Cheyenne's not the only one, of course, that has served there. Nate, you've not served yet, have you? You've been a camper, one of our campers there. Raina has served with us, and Stephanie has served with us, and Amber served with us this year. Is Amber still in here? She is back there. And we really put you to work, didn't we, Amber? We did. She's a senior in high school this year, and most all summer we had all of our counselors there, but every once in a while something happens, and so I had to dip down and use two high school students for a couple weeks as senior counselors, and Amber was one of those young people that I just felt I could trust with a cabin. It was a little different than being a junior counselor, wasn't it, Amber? Yeah, quite a different responsibility, and sometimes the junior counselors come, and there's a lot of work and a lot of energy, effort, and dedication that goes into being a junior staff member, but boy, when you add that responsibility of being a senior counselor, that makes for a different week. But Amber did it for 2 weeks, didn't you? 2 weeks. Wore her out, I believe. But we are thankful that you folks go. You not only pray, but you go. And I don't know if you knew it had to do with Child Evangelism Fellowship all around the state, even when you went up there to Herman. But you sent a group of young people and leaders up there to Herman, and you worked on the CEF of Maine, Central Maine headquarters up there. That's Jeanette Lindsay and Brad and Alicia Walker and Karen Toll, and now another young man that we've added to that staff, John Doughty, and they're a part of our Child Evangelism Fellowship family in Maine, and so thank you for going up there. And then not only did you do a lot of work on that property there, and of course the goal for that property is to run day camps all summer long, and they did have their first one this summer. We were thankful for that. A lot of kids came to that day camp, and so thank you for working at that property. But then you went and did open-air evangelism and literature distribution and in the Bangor area, and a lot of people got reached because you folks go. And so thank you for giving. Thank you for going. Thank you for praying. I, I mention giving because you support us regularly, and we do appreciate that. It takes money to run a camp. It takes money to run a mission organization like Child Evangelism Fellowship. And this year, take a little bit more money. We've added another staff member in our state office that I'm very thankful for. There's a young lady that has, her dad has been our maintenance director at Camp Good News for a good number of years. Her name is Natasha Daigle. She's 25 years old. She loves the Lord. I can remember when Natasha was 7 years old, came her first year to Camp Good News. Her mom and dad were volunteers on staff for a week at the time. And Natasha, 7 years old, she separated her collarbone. And they took her off to the hospital. We didn't own our campground then. We were camping up in Mapleton. We were renting a campground up there. They took her to the hospital in Presque Isle. And when Natasha got back, now 7 years old, 7 years old. When Natasha got back, she wanted to know. She said, did so-and-so stay? Did so-and-so stay? And of course, I wondered, what did she mean, did so-and-so stay? And so, Natasha, what do you mean, did so-and-so stay? And you folks that have been at Camp Good News, you know how we give our invitation at chapel. We ask kids to stay in their seat if they would like to trust Christ as Savior. She 7 years old, she got back from the hospital. The first question on her mind was, did so-and-so stay? At 7 years old, she was praying for that other little girl, one of her cabin mates, to stay and receive Christ as Savior. Natasha has had that great burden for people all of those years. And she's worked with us now for 2 years in Child Evangelism Fellowship, just kind of on an interim year-by-year basis. She helped us out over in our neighborhood house in Belfast. That's a home that we have for street kids over there. She worked there for 1 year just to kind of help the cause out a little bit because we needed that help. And then last year, we sent our Western Maine director, Virginia Matthew, out to our training institute in Warrenton, Missouri. And so we had no Western Maine director, and Natasha filled in for her with the idea that she was eventually going to go to Guam and serve on the mission field there. And she came to talk to me one day and said she just didn't think the Lord was really calling her to Guam. And so we prayed about it. We left it there for a little while. And I've had on my heart for a good number of years now that we do a great job at evangelizing kids and in some ways discipling kids. And we do a pretty poor job, really, of getting kids into local churches. That's a difficult thing to do. With campers particularly. Campers come to camp for a week, and many of those kids, they don't have Christian parents. They don't have a church family. They make a decision at camp. They come to know Christ as Savior, and then they go home, and there's no help for them. None whatsoever. I've got a few letters with me here, and just to kind of illustrate that, let me read this one to you. This was written by a camper. I won't give you her name, but she says, the thing I enjoyed most about camp was hanging with friends and learning of God, also hanging out with my junior counselor, swimming and singing. I'm glad to be here, and a cute guy named Jake. Thank you for praying for me because God helped me to know He will guide me through my life, because life has been really bad for me, and as far as I knew, God was not with me. I've been to lots of therapy sessions, and God is helping me a lot with my rough times, and to have someone to pray for me, it makes me feel good. But God's done a lot of work with and for me, so I'm not worried. I have two or three prayer requests for you. Number one, that I can stay with my family and not have to go away. That's the need for a lot of kids today. Never mind come home from camp to a Christian home, a Christian mom and a Christian dad and a church to feed them and help them and pray with them and encourage them and love them along the way. But boy, a lot of them, they're wondering, can I even stay with my family? A lot of moms don't stay with their kids today. A lot of dads don't stay with their kids today. Kids are left. That I can stay with my family and not go away. Number two, that my sister can learn about living skills. And number three, that my dad, I don't know him, but he did bad stuff, but but let him know God as his Father. Please, if you can find a way to write back, God bless you, and may a gift of eternal life live in you. And she signs her name. That's just the way it is for a lot of kids today, more than you can count, more than you'd want to count in the course of a summer that come through our camping program. And that's something that's changed over the years. That has changed. I can remember going Christian camping right after I got saved and serving as a counselor and then directing Camp Good News shortly after. There weren't many kids that came like this little girl back then, 25, 27 years ago. Not many. Today, you can't hardly count them in the course of a summer, the number of kids that come in just those kinds of circumstances. Natasha Daigle is going to do follow-up with those girls. That's going to be her ministry. She's already started it. She sent out, we keep track of all of the kids that are there and all of the decisions that are made and where they go to church and all of that. And Natasha has begun correspondence with all of those teen girls and some of the older junior girls who made decisions for Christ or that she just got to know a little bit at camp who are not going back to Christian homes. And we're hoping that some of those girls she'll be able to visit with. You know, I understand partly why it's hard to get those kids into churches. Can you imagine if a little girl from Hollis, for instance, went to Camp Good News and accepted Christ as her Savior and came back, and I called Pastor Sargent and said, you know, and gave him the name of that little girl and what have you, and somebody shows up from Hollis Center Baptist Church and knocks on the door. I mean, what business is that of yours? That parent is probably thinking. And I did not send my child to camp so that the church down the street would come and knock on my door and bother me. There's just it's a difficult situation. Very few times is really good follow-up done. But my feeling was that Natasha gets to know almost all of those girls. She serves as our water safety instructor at the pool. She gets all of those girls go through the pool. They all get to know her. My, I just have a feeling it will be different when Natasha writes to them, gives them a call on the telephone, and then shows up at their home. And they come with great needs. One of the girls first on her list, again, I won't give you her name, but she's a little girl, 12, 13 years old, and she's had AIDS since birth, HIV positive since birth. I mean, she didn't do anything. She just passed along to her. She's HIV positive, and this little girl comes to camp, and she's just like every other little girl, except she doesn't have a dad. That makes her a little bit different than some. She was born HIV positive. That sure makes her a little bit different than some. She's 12 or 13, and I think the older she gets, the more that's going to be a weight, a burden on that little girl's heart. And she's got another little sister that has eating disorders already. And Natasha's going to be spending time with those kids. And so thank you for giving. It costs money to do things like that. You just can't go and do it. It costs money. And so some things don't change. That the need for people to pray, the need for people to go, and the need for people to give, that just doesn't change. There's another thing that doesn't change also in this changing world of ours, and I know it is changing. I may not like them, but boy, it is a changing world. This doesn't change, though. In Mark chapter 10, in verse 13, it says, "Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them." That hasn't changed very much either. That hasn't changed too much. Still, I got a call the other day, just last week, would I do a missions conference? And did I mind being the speaker for the kids? Just last week, would I mind being the speaker for the kids? Nobody has ever asked me, would I mind being the keynote speaker and having the adults? Nobody has ever asked me, would I mind working with the teens? But somehow when it's the kids, it's just not quite as lofty, you know, or something like that. I can't figure it out myself, but that hasn't changed. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. That hasn't changed either. Our Lord feels the same way about that attitude. That hasn't changed. He loves kids. He died for kids. He invites kids to come. It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish, not one. That word perish means to die without Christ and to spend eternity separated from him in hell. It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That hasn't changed, not a bit. Jesus saw it. He was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. I wanted to tell you something else that hasn't changed. A child's need for that very thing. The needs are, they seem so much greater today and more widespread and just every place, you know, every place. The first year I went to Child Evangelism Fellowship Camp, we gave away one pair of shoes. I can't tell you how many pairs of shoes we gave away last summer, just because kids come with needy kids. And so those kinds of things change, yes, they do. But the way to meet that need, that hasn't changed, not a bit. They still need to be taken up in the arms of the Lord, don't they? Isn't that the great need of a child, to be taken up in the arms of the Lord? They still need his hands of blessing upon their lives. They still need to hear his word. I don't know what our Lord Jesus said to these kids, but I do know this, as sure as I'm standing here, I know this, that when those kids left his presence, they knew that the Lord Jesus loved them. They knew it. How could they not know it? They were in the arms of the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It was love that motivated him to come. It was love that caused him to take those kids up in his arms and put his hands on them and bless them. And when they walked away, they knew that he loved them. Now, he's not here with us physically, but the need of kids hasn't changed any. They still need to hear the word of the Lord. They need that. They still need his hands of blessing, only now he uses us. I'm thankful. Last summer at camp, we had 330. It's still hard for me to imagine, but there were 330 different individuals who volunteered at least a week to come and serve with us last summer. 330. I wondered at one point, what am I going to do with all of these volunteers? Where will I put them? We ran out of beds. And then the Lord opened another door. We ran another camp this summer. We ran the River of Life Bible Camp up in Howland. It's a small camp. They take about 32 kids a week. But we were able to have a lot of our staff go right up there. And I just had conversation with one of their trustees yesterday. And as long as our state board is willing, and I will find that out on Saturday, then we will enter into a long-term relationship with the River of Life Bible Camp up there in Howland, and we will continue to run that camp, and it'll be good for us because it gives us a camp in a different part of the state. It'll be good for them because it will give them consistency every summer and who directs it and some of the staff that go. And so I'm thankful for that open door. But people go. And those people that go, thankful for those volunteers. I mean, Brett goes, it's hard work to be a counselor, isn't it? It's fun. I know it's fun. We send him down there canoeing. I think you probably went again this year, didn't you, canoeing? Or did you do kayaking? Which one? Kayaking. You weren't in the... But it's fun. But it is hard work. I mean, it's 24 hours a day. You don't know if you're going to have kids that are tough to control, kids that are compliant. You don't know if you're going to have saved kids, unsaved kids, church kids, unchurched kids. And when you come, you usually don't know if you're going to have those little mighty Mohawks that are 8 or you're going to be up there in that 12-year-old cabin or even possibly over on the teen side, although we wouldn't do that to somebody unless they said, yes, I'm willing to go over there. That's for younger ones. Oh, my. Younger than me. It's those counselors and those other staff members. Donna's another one that's been with us for years up there. And when Donna goes, you've done it. What did you do this summer, Donna? Were you? You did trading post. Yeah. And so you're not having, well, you do have contact with those kids, right? There you sell them their candy and all of that, and their drinks and their stuff. And when you do that, you're the hands of the Lord. Excuse me. You're the hands of the Lord reaching out. It takes a lot of people. But that's what kids need. That hasn't changed a bit. And when they leave Camp Good News, just like it was when they left the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ, they knew they were loved. We want three things for kids, three things when they come to camp or any one of our CEF programs around the state. We want them, number one, we want them to have fun at camp. Camp is a fun place. I want it to be fun. Number two, we want them to be safe. And number three, we want to provide an environment whereby God is able to work in their lives. And kids come to Christ. And kids dedicate their entire lives to Christ. And kids grow, and then they leave, and they're off to the mission field, or they're off to Bible college, or they're serving as Sunday school teachers. I'm just thankful to be part of a ministry to children and have the opportunity to see those kids grow and mature. I want them to know when they leave that our Lord Jesus loves them. And when I say that, I'm not talking about just some mushy love. I make it known that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When I say that I want kids to know that our Lord Jesus loved them, the great demonstration of his love was not so much in the taking them up in his arms, putting his hands on them and blessing them. That great demonstration of his love was on Calvary, when he offered his life as a sacrifice for our sins. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. That's where our Lord Jesus showed his love, as he satisfied the wrath of an absolutely holy and righteous God, taking our punishment, taking the punishment for those kids in his own body on that tree, and then offering them life as they will turn and trust in him. Another, and I'll close with this, another open door that God has given us here in the state of Maine that I am so thankful for is the public schools. We are in, last year we were in 45 public schools with Good News clubs around the state. And that's, there was a day when you just couldn't go into a public school. You folks know you couldn't even say the Lord's Prayer in a public school. It was deemed to be unconstitutional a number of years ago. But now, since 2001, in 2001, Good News Clubs of New York went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they won that battle. Whenever anybody else is in a public school for any type of extracurricular activity, then you can be in a public school to teach the Scripture. And so last year we were in 45 of those public schools around our state. I'm thinking as we starting our Good News Club program, it'll be maybe 55 or so to begin this year. But there are almost 600 or so public elementary schools in the state of Maine. And God has opened up that door. God has said, you can go. You can go. And so pray, would you pray that laborers would be raised up all over the state of Maine who would be willing to go into the public school and teach a Good News Club to kids. Now, we did a lot of complaining, and we still do, when prayer was removed from the public school, the Lord's Prayer. That was just the end of everything good in America, we said. And I think there is some truth to that, but a public school teacher, at least some of the public school teachers I had, Wendy, when I was growing up, some of those public school teachers did not know the Lord. I can't imagine a public school teacher leading us in the Lord's Prayer and that being the gospel, that being the fulfillment of the Great Commission. So I'm not feeling so bad anymore that that's gone. I'm feeling good and rejoicing that the door is now open where dedicated Christian people can go in and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a school. I do believe, though, that one day God's going to get us all together, all of us that believe, he's going to get us all together in this generation, and he's going to ask us, why weren't we in the rest of them? Maybe it will go something like this. I opened a door for you. I opened a door for you. Why didn't you go through it? Do you know about 15% of the population of Maine is, they will be in the public schools, our elementary public schools tomorrow? 13%. 13% of the state will be in our public schools tomorrow. And you and I can go there. Would you pray that God would raise up a team, maybe from this church, to go into one of the public schools right here in this area with the gospel of Jesus Christ? My, that would be going. That would be going. I thank you again for your support, for going, for giving, and for praying. Let me pray with you in closing. Our Father, we're thankful for your goodness to us. I'm thankful for this short time here this evening. Lord, I pray that what was said would be used of you to spark an interest. Maybe, Lord, to burden a heart. Maybe to increase a vision for fields that are white. White with children, the greatest mission field in the world. And yet the laborers are so few. Father, I pray that even from this group tonight, you would raise up laborers. I ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you.